You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is ridiculous. I got allergies. We're in summer. It's hot. Why is allergy season still going on? I can't handle this. My nose has been dripping. My microphone needs a blow dryer. This is ridiculous. So this is going to kind of be a little bit of a snotty type of show today with me being a little bit clogged up. Sorry, guys. You're going to have to kind of live with it a little bit. All right. SCOTUS ruling that says we cannot dictate... All right, we cannot dictate to groups that are receiving funding for overseas anti-HIV and AIDS programs to adopt certain views against prostitution and sex trafficking. We're going to kind of talk about that decision and what that means. We're also going to talk about a woman who was taken to the hospital after being, quote-unquote, possessed and sprayed with holy water because she was having a heart issue during an exorcism. She went into cardiac arrest during an exorcism. I don't know if any of you guys have been through an exorcism. I guess I would probably then say, you know, like with the Disneyland ride, okay, if you have a heart condition, don't go there. Exactly. FBI admits to using drones inside the United States for spying, which means any of us that are kind of, you know, fixing our bunched up underwear, it's probably getting caught, and the FBI is looking at that. And for those of you who say, you know what, our government does not care about Dr. Dahlia fixing her underwear, well, that's what you all thought before we found out they were listening to our phone calls, okay? Then, I don't know if I want to cover this story. We just finished talking about food stamps, and food stamps, being used for junk food. And from what we understand, about 18 mayors have asked the government to not allow the SNAP food stamp program to cover junk food. As we have an obesity epidemic and now considered a disease by the AMA. So we had a pretty lengthy discussion. Many of you were on the line in the first hour. As we're moving into the second show, many of you had questions about illegal immigrants on our food stamps, etc. I probably won't rehash everything we just talked about in the first hour. I urge you, though, to go to our website to listen to podcasts to get the first hour of today's show so that you can catch up on what you missed. Then you missed a lot. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Yeah, I could only repeat so much, you know. All right, anyway, okay. Let's move on. Let's talk about this. A woman has been taken to the hospital going into cardiac arrest after being sprayed with holy water during an exorcism to rid a quote-unquote biting demon. The 31-year-old woman stopped breathing and went into cardiac arrest in Wyoming, Riverton, Wyoming. Apparently, the Fremont County Emergency Dispatch Center received a 911 call reporting that a woman in a home on Firethorn Lane was possessed by a poltergeist while others performed an exorcism. When the deputy arrived, the woman was breathing. Okay, those performing the exorcism told police a demon had broken windows and dishes and bitten people inside the home for 2 days. But the deputy did not report any evidence of criminal or supernatural activity. The deputy also didn't find any of the home's occupants had been bitten. The woman was... So wait a second. Okay, so if there's like a demon, I don't know much about ghosts and demons and spirits. If they bite you, it still wouldn't leave a mark. It would hurt, right? But it wouldn't leave a mark, I think. Anyway, she was taken to the hospital, considered stable, but they say earlier this month, a Virginia man had been sentenced to more than 20 years for killing his 2-year-old daughter during an exorcism. Yeah, this is some scary stuff. I guess he was punching his daughter over and over to try to rid her of a demon. Now, where is this coming from? All right? Where are people coming up with this? where if you punch or if you put the person who appears to be demonized through such trauma. Well, in the olden days, we would take a person who thought that this was happening and try to knock them out. And the unconscious act, causing a person to go unconscious, was thought to A, possibly reset their brain, B, obviously sedate them because they couldn't move. And there was a thought that that type of treatment was therapeutic. I mean, it also then later gave rise to the lobotomy, where we would remove part of the brain in people that had a mental issue or a disability. And so the idea of knocking a person out and quieting them down and being successful at that, and then the person waking up being subdued, confused, etc., made people think that they had done some sort of a successful treatment. Now, I'm not saying this was considered in regular modern-day medicine, but this was something that was done. The other issue, too, was you had to hide much of the mental illness that certain family members had because of, like the Salem witch hunt, etc. You know, if people thought you were a witch, if people thought you had a demon in them, you could be prosecuted, possibly even put to death, depending on where you lived and what century it was. So knocking out or asphyxiation even were things that were done. In 2005, a 23-year-old, according to Daily Mail, Romanian nun died of suffocation and dehydration when a priest bound her to a cross and gagged her with a towel. The priest was trying to drive away the devil when the woman said she heard him saying she was sinful. See, what's scary about that is a nun, going through confession, all right, or a nun trying to convey something, and then somebody taking matters into their own hands. She ended up dying. An 8-year-old autistic boy in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, died of asphyxiation in 2003 after church members bound him in sheets in an attempt to exorcise spirits. Crazy stuff. Crazy. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Jim Newcomb for Midas Resources, June 5th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,402.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,438.91, $719.46 for a half ounce, or $359.73 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,438.91, $719.46, and $359.73.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So while we were talking about obesity, I wanted to bring up a perfume that they claim there is a perfume now that's supposed to help assist in weight loss. My guess is it probably smells like poop. And if it's something smells like poop, then you don't want to, eat. That would be my guess. I don't know about you all. But I guess it's called Diet Slimming Perfume from VZ Hair and Glamour. And it's being marketed as an all-natural way to drop extra pounds. It's an orange citrus-scented fragrance that you have to smell 5 times a day to curb your appetite and increase your metabolism. This sounds too good to be true. They say sniffing the perfume is also said to improve circulation, give the immune system a boost, and enjoy energy levels. They say Diet Slimming Perfume is a fantastic new product for dieters and those keen to lose a few pounds before bearing all on the beach or at a summer wedding. I really don't want any of you to bear all at a beach, please, okay? Especially with the jellyfish. Now, I think it's called Prends-moi Mon Rêve de Parfum pour Monsieur de Plaisir. I can't speak French, but I think it's a perfume. That's what I think they're calling it. Fresh smelly perfume, they said, is made from seaweed, herbs, and concentrated oils. You roll it onto your wrist or hand, take a whiff when you snack, when you start to get these cravings. They say the fragrance works by signaling the satiety center of the hypothalamus part of the brain to release appetite-suppressing hormones. The 8-millimeter bottle, 8 cc's, okay, so that's about a teaspoon and a half, a little bit more than a teaspoon and a half. That's small, people. Will last you a month and a half, and you could purchase it for $36. Okay, now, I know some of you are like, what? This is a scam. Here's my thing, though. I think there are a lot of smells out there that are not tapped in on that can actually avert you to food. All right? The problem is many of those smells out there stink. Okay? If my kid vomits, I don't want to eat for days. When the dog takes a poop, I don't want to eat. All right? But nobody wants to actively go to something that stinks, right? So what ends up happening? They will just avoid what stinks, eat. I remember one time the dog took a dump, and I had to clean it up, but I wanted to go and eat my breakfast first. So I went, ate my breakfast, washed my hands, and then I went to clean the dump. Okay? Even though that really could have probably helped with satiety. So if somebody's going to make a fragrance that should, I don't know if this is scientifically designed to affect the hypothalamus and the satiety center, or did somebody just discover that if you smell something and it's of a certain type of smell, you won't be as hungry. You know, maybe we could try this. For those of you that don't want to spend $36 yet on this product, maybe try that, okay? Find your wife's citrusy perfume. Okay? And whenever you get hungry, just sniff it. You don't have to put it on you, because I know the guys are going to kind of give you a hard time. But just sniff it and walk around with the wife's perfume. And I know some of you are like, no, that's going to make me all frisky, and then I won't be able to concentrate on work. Well, then, I don't know, then have her get a perfume that's not her. You know what? Get your mother-in-law's perfume. Right? Don't mother-in-laws use the same perfume over and over and over again? Okay, that won't make you frisky, right? Okay, then that one. But make sure it's a citrusy smell. And just try it. Just bring it with you in the truck or bring it with you to work. And every time you get hungry, take the smell and see what happens. All right? In fact, somebody has a gift got me. It was a very expensive bottle of perfume. It was a friend of mine. Now, I'm not really into the perfumes and into jewelry and a lot of the girly stuff. So I haven't used it yet. I think they gave it to me at Christmas. So we're talking, I've had this for a while. But it's a very citrusy lemon. I'm going to try that. So I'm going to do an experiment. And then if it looks like it's a citrusy, wow. I mean, that's wow. Can you imagine? So first of all, kudos to this company for coming up with a diet slimming perfume. Okay, if this works over other perfumes, great. I'll tell you to try it. But if they are now capitalizing on the fact that you can stop your hunger cravings by sniffing something, then that may be the wave of the future with obesity. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, we were talking about obesity being a disease yesterday, how the American Medical Association has now called obesity a disease. I was on Fox 5 Local talking about this yesterday, where a physical trainer had said, you know, it's ridiculous to call it a disease. People, you know, are inherently lazy if they're obese, that obesity is a laziness issue. And I had to kind of disagree, because I understand that there are a lot of things involved, hormones, metabolism, muscle mass, etc., when it comes to obesity. And yes, many of us need to exercise more. We need to get our vegetables and fish, and we need to make food choices. But many people are still overweight, even when they do everything right. And so one reason why I'm actually ecstatic that the American Medical Association has come up with this now delineation and definition of obesity being a disease. By the way, a disease means it's something that if it doesn't get addressed can become worse. That's what obesity, yeah, disease. So like if you have high blood pressure and it's a disease, having high blood pressure long term that's not addressed could possibly cause long term negative sequelae. That's what a disease is medically. And so what I'm hoping is that if the AMA is calling obesity a disease, then that means pharmaceutical companies will hopefully be given a green flag and maybe some funding or incentives to produce more medicines out there that could help people with obesity. Not that I want everybody going on medications to lose weight. We need to go out for a stroll or a jog or work out, build up muscle, watch what we eat. But the most difficult thing I'm dealing with now is there, you know, insurance may cover high blood pressure medicine, diabetes medicine, arthritis medications, but there's hardly anything out there for obesity. Nobody has come up with something that increases metabolism. Yeah, thyroid medication can increase metabolism if you have low thyroid, but many of us suffer from lower metabolism. Maybe it is our fault. Maybe we've let our muscle mass go. Maybe it's because of genetics. Maybe it's because we're eating foods that could affect certain hormones that then cause us to lower our metabolism. But if we have a medication for high blood pressure, or we have a medication for diabetes, or we have medications for lung cancer, we have medications for alcohol abuse, if we have medications to try to curb smoking, then maybe we need to now devote some time into medications that help people with their metabolism. True, you can't eat like crap, and you can't eat big, huge bowls of food, whereas in the olden days you had a little bit. But we have a major issue here, and if we don't look at it as a disease, we're going to just let it continue. So I'm absolutely for that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say that the percentage of men who are working or actively searching for work is at a historical low, a scary low. They say men between the ages of 25 and 54 now participate in the workforce at only around 88%. Whereas back in the 50s, 98% of American men were active in the workforce. Now, is it because of the recession? Is it because of a larger amount of men in prison? Do we have more men who maybe are disabled? But we are talking about men in the workforce, 25 on up, all right? 12% of them not involved in our workforce. Why is that? This is crazy, all right? Is it also because less job levels, openings? Is it because many jobs want women? Are women becoming a commodity in the workplace such that if you have a woman, if you are a female applicant, you now have a better shot of getting the job? They say college-educated men are vanishing from the workplace. They say men 25 and up with a bachelor's degree only participate in the workforce at an 80.2%, as opposed to, you would think, 100%. Huh. All right, we're coming up on break. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Here. How many of us need an act of Congress just to take a poop? Well, filibuster no more. We have Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty helps us eliminate by allowing our colon to reach proper alignment naturally. It reduces straining and therefore hemorrhoids, and we don't want those now, do we? No installation is necessary, and the Squatty Potty easily aligns with your existing toilet. You'll enjoy faster, cleaner bathroom visits all by using Squatty Potty to recreate what humans have done for years before modern man invented uncomfortable toilets. I've used Squatty Potty myself and love it, and they come in multiple shapes and sizes. To learn more about Squatty Potty, go to their website today at SquattyPottyStore.com. That's SquattyPottyStore.com. I promise you'll love it. Remember, healthy colon means happy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the Pentagon has unveiled plans this week for fully integrating women into frontline and special combat roles, including elite forces such as the Army Rangers and Navy SEALs. Pretty excited. That's something I would have, I mean, if that was on my bucket list and I was 20 years younger, I would definitely want to. I don't think I have the physical stamina to do anything like that now, but that really would have been on my bucket list. One of my regrets is I never did any military. I come from a military family, and I wish I had gone straight to school. When I got a scholarship to school, I went straight to college because I would have been the first one in my family to go to college. And then I went straight to medical school. And I was always like, well, you know, when I get out, I'll do my duty. And it never happened. And it's a regret of mine. They say while Air Force, Army, Navy, Marine, and Special Forces commanders detailed steps they will take, not all shared the same comfort level with the initiative, raising potential real-world scenarios that must be addressed, they claim, before moving too far forward. There was concern, I guess, on how women might handle some of the more, like, taxing physical demands, the PACs, dealing with combat, how men might view the presence of female troops if they're in tight-knit elite units. Like, for example, we've had people who were a part of the Persian Gulf War, Iraq War, etc., saying, you know, you basically slept right on top of each other as men, pee, poop, things like that, uncomfortable, they say, to be around a woman and do that. And so that, you know, there's been concern on how our men in our military would handle this. They say right now women are permitted to serve in some hazardous jobs, according to CNN, and have done so in Iraq and Afghanistan. A number of women were killed. But Defense Secretary at the time, Leon Panetta, had to formally lift the official ban to allow women in combat. This happened a few months ago, and we had a debate on our show on if this is good or bad. Top leadership did embrace the overall concept and goal of completing the change by January 2016. So, 2016, women on the front lines in combat roles. For those of you that do want to revisit the debate, we could talk about this. About 200,000 women are in the active duty military, representing about 14 to 15% of the total overall force. All right. Yes, we do have issues of sexual harassment, sexual discrimination, sexual assault in the military. From what I understand, those four Navy athletes who were accused of rape have been charged. I mean, I don't know if we need to make a decision on women being in combat based on that. Many of you had concerns that it would be a distraction to men having women in combat roles. How do men, you know, deal with firefights on the front line if they're worried that one of their female companions and soldiers get shot that they care about? I mean, you'd think a man you care about too. I mean, but these are issues that people brought up. Concern that there would be sexual tension, concern that you wouldn't have privacy. Men have for centuries, you know, been able to work as men with men, you know, and now in the last few decades, men are, and women are being thrust together. They've done well. I think they've worked together, but many people are afraid to admit if it's not working for fear of being politically incorrect, for fear of looking sexist, etc. So in the last few months, if not even longer, we've heard a lot of concern by male members of military, ex-military, etc., saying, look, putting political correctness aside, this may not work. This won't work, people have been saying. Where I come from, and it's not because I'm a woman, I understand there are definite differences between male, female, a pack men can carry versus women, certain speed, certain stamina. I get that. I get that, okay? I do. I understand that. I don't think there's any difference in intelligence, despite what some studies in the past have tried to claim, that there's intelligence issues between male and female. No, I think most of those have been debunked. I think the intelligence factor, male or female, is equal. But where I have a where I'm very concerned is how we don't have enough people that are physically fit for our current military. All right. The reason why this obesity issue has come into full force, it's not just because Michelle Obama needed something to do when she got into office. It's because the military had said, we are going to be dealing with a national security crisis sooner than you think if we don't have able-bodied men and women currently. And we don't. They claim that due to the childhood obesity and the physical stamina of our current children, that by the time they come of age for military, we will have far and few between new recruits. So whether people are trying to forward female in combat for an equal rights role or not, I don't even look at it as that. I look at it as we're going to need any able and willing person to be able to join our troops. And if we don't incorporate women, we're going to have drastically low numbers. You know, with defense cuts and people who are already part of the military being told, look, you know, you're going to be on furlough, or all the changes that we're now seeing with our military, there being less funding to keep people there longer, less people wanting to join the military, people with an anti-government attitude, or a more isolationist attitude. We're just not getting more of the recruits and people that want to join our military. And God bless those of you that have joined our military and those of you that did serve our military. God bless you. So whether people, you know, want women on the front lines or don't want women or they don't think they're capable or capable, I think that's an issue we're just going to have to figure out no matter what end of the spectrum you feel. Because if we don't have enough people, if we don't have enough men, we are going to have to look to our women. And if you have a woman that wants to put her life on her line for the sake of protecting our country, you know, how do you turn her down? You can't. Now, is there an issue and is there an argument that we've heard many times where our current men in the military may not want to stay? Could we lose more men because of this move for women going to the, coming into these roles? I don't know, all right? And I don't know if anybody would be able to say, because most men that are joining have the hearts in the right place, have their minds in the right place. They're doing it because they want to protect their country. They're not doing it because they want to be in barracks with men. You know what I mean? Would they find this an impedance? And should we make sure that they don't have any embarrassing issues? They feel comfortable? Absolutely. All right. I mean, we have to make sure that our men are protected and they feel that they will be able to do their job without distraction. 100%. I'm absolutely for that. But that doesn't mean keep women out. All right. If women want to be in combat roles, we allow them to. We're just going to have to figure out how to deal with the tight quarter spaces, the covert operations. We'll just have to figure out how to make that work. Okay. I don't know. I know many of us are thinking back to G.I. Jane, where she did not want separate quarters. She decided to live with the guys. Everybody was happy except Viggo Mortensen. But Viggo Mortensen is so sexy, I don't care. Except really I didn't dig those shorts that he was wearing. I thought that was a little ridiculous, the shorts that they made him wear. But it all had a happy ending, not that that was the most realistic, where she was able to lift Viggo Mortensen, who's 5'10", 165 pounds at the time. But anyway, neither here nor there. Saying, all right, women are going to be on the front lines by 2016, that's not just something we should all go, yay, that's wonderful, woo, woo. If the military needs to figure out how to sort this out, let them do it, okay? I don't want to see the media give the military a hard time because they're trying to figure out how to make this all work. So the male military recruits don't get turned off, that they don't get distracted, that we're able to incorporate women safely, with no assault, with no derogatory comments, with no discrimination. But let me tell you, we need all able and willing people. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All renovation teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order renovation teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Big thanks to all our affiliates out there, XM Radio, Channel 244, Talk Superstation, as well as all our affiliates out there. Thank you guys so much. All right, so the Supreme Court has ruled that the federal government may not force groups that receive fundings for overseas anti-HIV and AIDS programs to adopt their views against prostitution and sex trafficking. I'll explain what this means. The justices ruled 6-2 that if there's a multi-billion dollar anti-AIDS program and they want to withhold funds from certain groups that don't have a policy that is explicitly opposing prostitution and sex trafficking, all right, that these groups cannot make that a requirement for groups to get funding. You see what I mean? Because it violates their free speech. So if there's a if there's an AIDS program that's getting funds from the government, they are deciding which groups will get that funding. They can't say you have to promise you're not going to be involved in prostitution to get the funds, because that limits free speech. Okay? Now, I know some of you are like, we're giving money to groups that have a problem with saying no to prostitution and trafficking, sex trafficking. I don't know where our money goes at this point. I really have no idea what we're doing. But the fact that this had to reach the Supreme Court, I guess here's an example. Okay. So apparently they say this disputed provision is part of a 2003 law under which the United States is spending $60 billion to combat infectious diseases around the world. It forbade any of the money being used to promote or advocate the legalization or practice of prostitution or sex trafficking, which is how a lot of these diseases like AIDS are spread. But a second provision required the groups receiving the funds to have the explicit policy against prostitution. The groups argued that the requirement would compromise their effectiveness because they most often work with those involved in prostitution. Besides, they argued it's an intrusion on their free speech rights. So these groups, because they work with people in prostitution and sex trafficking, they wanted to make sure they were still getting the money so that they could work with those individuals within that group that they're trying to help. All right, so I guess that's, yeah. Justices Anthony Scalia and Clarence Thomas had dissented. All right, the other ones were for, I think Justice Elena Kagan recused herself because she had worked on it while she was President Obama's Solicitor General. By the way, I'm still kind of learning how this whole Supreme Court process works. It sounds like Justice Elena Kagan has had to recuse herself from a lot of issues and a lot of decisions because she worked as Obama's Solicitor General. So, and I'm assuming she still makes the same salary. Now, I'm not saying if somebody's a Solicitor General, they can't then later, you know, be moved on to the Supreme Court. But don't you want the Supreme Court justices to all be working? All right, that's why we need the odd number of justices, such that we can then break a tie. And it seems to me that so many of these cases, Elena Kagan has to recuse herself, unless if this is the norm. Somebody gets promoted to Supreme Court for their first few years. They really can't do much because they had worked with the president that had appointed them and so, or suggested to the committee, recommended them. So for the first couple years, they don't do much anyway. That's just par for the course. Then we have to wait for a new administration that they didn't work with, and then they could start getting to work. I don't know, but I just kind of find that kind of interesting. All right. We're still waiting on rulings. Apparently, they say Monday is the court's last scheduled day to deal with the issues of a Voting Rights Act in terms of identification, affirmative action in college admissions, and same-sex marriage. Okay, I know many of you have wagers going on with this. I think our Supreme Court is going to allow same-sex marriage. I do. All right, I think under all men are created equal, they're going to say it's unconstitutional to prevent two people from marrying. I believe that's probably what they're going to decide. I also think they are going to say affirmative action in college admissions is discriminatory, and that, again, all men are to be created equal. All men are created equal. We're supposed to treat every applicant regardless of race, etc. But I think they're going to tweak it into something. They're going to add something to still allow affirmative action to still exist and be considered constitutional. So those are my predictions. I don't know what your predictions are, but those are my predictions. And I don't think we're going to get all the answers on Monday. I think they're going to extend it out a few days, and I think they're going to like I say, drop the bomb on us, you know, whatever decision they make, and then flee for their holiday. That's just what, but that's, that I think anybody can, you know, figure that they would do. So, we'll see what happens. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. In news today, a Christian ministry that was, the leading proponent of the ex-gay movement, which said that, which held that gay men and lesbians could actually be cured through prayer and psychotherapy, says they are ceasing operations amid widening internal rifts and growing skepticism of its mission. This was a decision by the board of Exodus International to stop operating, as Alan Chambers has been increasingly vocal in proclaiming that there was no cure for homosexuality and that therapy did not work in changing a person's sexual orientation. I agree. If somebody tried to browbeat me to not be with my husband and to not want to be with men and to turn to be with women, I don't see how they could do that. I mean, it's always been ingrained. I've always been heterosexual. I don't think you can make a homosexual straight. I don't think you can make a heterosexual homosexual. I don't think you can. I think it's ingrained in our brains what we want. There's been proof of hypothalamic similarities between homosexual men, heterosexual women, heterosexual men. So no, I don't think there's a cure to homosexuality. And so, it's interesting to see them come out and say that they are, they are going to cease operations. Apparently Exodus was founded back in 1976, had 150 member churches as of last year. They still want to continue helping people who are struggling with their homosexual feelings. You know, I do have to hand it to our Catholic priests out there, our Jewish rabbis, our Mormon bishops, that are taking on the task of helping people deal with internal conflicts they have when they're trying to sort out what they believe in the Bible and what they believe spiritually versus, you know, who they are. And I told you I've had multiple, you know, patients who were extremely religious who asked me to find a cure for them or asked me to help medicate them so that they would not, quote unquote, sin and have sex with someone that the Bible forbade, for example. And, I hate seeing people, you know, with the struggle, okay? I mean, I would rather people be in a monogamous relationship and use protection. Any heterosexual or homosexual should. And I don't want people thinking out there that there is a cure. In the medical community, there is no quote-unquote cure. And I don't want to perpetuate their belief that there is one. All right. But should heterosexuals and homosexuals protect themselves from diseases? Absolutely. Okay. Should people try to go for monogamous relationships instead of rampant sex parties, both in the heterosexual and homosexual realm? Absolutely. This kind of makes us doctors.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-BUNKER or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Microplant Powder Gold. Microplant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Microplant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.